Unique Weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue. Big boy. Bitch. Yo. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I sing to the top, where you at the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some win. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, oh daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word a bend when it comes down to this Danny bar. Put it in your face and make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, Mr. Shrew, cause I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. When you lift the bottle, I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play, throw a few swings. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs, you can be the officer, a better yet a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat.
What's going on, y'all? It is me, your girl, Nikki Barbs. This is All Barbs Radio. You have tuned in once again, and I would like to thank you. Also, on All Barbs Radio with us today is Mr. Brooklyn Black. How are you feeling?
What's going on? What's going on, people?
All right. Well, today my day hasn't been going all that well, and it's still not handling outright, but I'm gonna try to keep as focused as possible because I don't want you guys to be tuning in and listening to straight aggravation all day. Also today, I would like to introduce. I have a couple of cool guests that's gonna be on our show tonight. If you might, Blacks, do you wanna announce who's gonna be on our show tonight?
Well, we got Shustan Ali in the building in a little bit, and we have a lot of money coming through as well. We have Miss Karen.
Definitely. Can't wait to get Miss Karen on board because she's actually the owner of the hair salon in the Bronx, New York, located on Gun Hill Road, which is called Eternal Beauty. And Karen does the damn thing. As you can see, I'm one of the clients, and I'm looking forward to interviewing her. But before we get into that. I know over the past weekend, a big highlight was on Summer Jam 2012. I wasn't there personally. I've stopped going to Summer Jam maybe 4 or 5 years ago. It's a cool event that comes together every year. I'm just not one for it. I'm above Summer Jam. But let's talk about it, though. What have you heard about the Summer Jam concert, Black?
Well, from what I heard, it really didn't start off at the concert. You know, the controversy started off during the festival with the homie Peter Rosenberg. He was on stage with, like I said, the festival. He was showcasing some underground talent like ASAP Rocky and XYZ. And if you guys just search for it on YouTube, you'll see it. And he pretty much was on some, I know y'all hear his star shares, but we, you know, but we're not here for that bullshit. We're here for some real hip hop. You know, people are here for A$AP Rocky. And I guess Lil Wayne and the rest of the Young Money camp took that as a fetch, so Wayne ended up pulling Nicki from the show at the last minute.
Damn, I just, I couldn't, I watched, you know, playback, I've seen many different videos, you know, and I just, who the fuck is here to say what can be played? I mean, I don't understand that, and as to my knowledge, yeah, she's supposed to be headliner, so if anything, these niggas paid the most money for her, you know what I'm saying, to open up this show, so I don't see how pop or rock or any other genre type of music, like, you know, I didn't know that there was, like, a specific type of genre of music that can be played at any type of event. I didn't think that it was cool that he told her that, you know, you could, and I guess, what was it, the spaceships, I guess, or whatever. I know y'all are here to hear that, but that's not what we're here to play. We're here to play real hip-hop. I wouldn't have taken that to be a little bit insulting myself. I mean, granted, but what do you really feel about that, though? Do you think that she should have been pulled from the show, or do you think that she should have still, regardless of what he said, still performed?
Yeah, I say bottom line, because she wasn't there for Peter Rosenberg, even though he's, you know, he's high 97 staff, and he's on the morning show and everything like that. She wasn't there to perform for him, you know what I mean? And it was his opinion, you know, just like, you know, we have ours, and It probably was not in the best taste on his part to say it, but he's entitled to his opinion. And, if someone said that about me, I would take offense to it, but she was there for the fans, you know what I'm saying? The fans, they paid good money, or they listened to Hot 97. They was on hold for 2 or 3 hours to be the 97th caller, however they got their tickets. You know, she was supposed to be there for them. Now, I think it would have been more of a statement. She went out there and was like, oh, she heard XYZ, but she's here for the fans, so F them, and did her thing.
I definitely do agree. I just want to know from our listeners and, you know, from my followers, because I did see on my timeline, you know, that a lot of people were there. You know, I just wanted to know firsthand, you know, how they felt about it. And, you know, some of the things that we didn't, you know, that me and you didn't get to catch as far as, you know, from word of mouth, or we didn't catch on the internet per se. You know, I just wanted to know who was at the festival, who actually, you know, has more insight about the actual, you know, show itself. But I guess before we get into that real quick, though, like also, a lot of ratchet shit has been going around lately. I don't know if it's been going on in your hood, but in a hood near me, this shit is off the chains. And when I say ratchet, I mean, like, you know, I saw a female walk outside the house. You know, she had her outfit was put together, but if you really pay attention, you know, because then again, when she did put on her outfit, it was to, you know, attract attention. It kind of caught me off guard because she was wearing leggings, like see-through spandex leggings with no panties on, and she had the nerve to have, like, all her pubes showing. So if that's not ratchet, I don't know what that would be classified as. Why?
Like, if she's even, there was even no landscape associated, Motor Lawrence, she was just out there with all her morning glory. I have no words.
I didn't hear you, Black. What'd you say?
I said, as far as that goes, like, I have no words, you know, like, she went out and she didn't even mow the lawn, like, you don't do that.
I mean, I guess. I just, what's some of the ratchet shit that you've seen in your neighborhood this past week?
Let's see, ratchet shit, oh, man, I went to my niece's school, and there was a kid in school named Jay-Z.
Name who?
I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I swear that is some of the most ratchet shit. Jay-Z Lopez, I believe his name was.
Wait. What?
Yeah. His name Jay-Z, and spelled J-A-Y-Daz-Z.
Unbelievable.
And it's funny because they're everywhere. Like, you know, we're 2-3 blocks up from Marcy. So I guess that was their parents were paying homage. You know, and me personally, I think the father named him. And that was definitely some of the most ratchet shit that I've seen. But what else have you, let me see, something else I was ratchet, pardon my mic had went there for a second. There was some lady walking around, and I know you guys see her on the internet, and you guys are taking the logo shit too far. She had the Louis Vuitton logo weaved into her head. Have you seen that, Nikki?
No, I haven't. I'm glad I didn't. I'm glad I did not see it because I think stuff like that is, it can be classified as ratchet, but then it goes into the extreme. And I think that what's the point of having a logo on in your hair? If you already have the logo on your clothing, you know, or on an accessory, what is the point of having it in your hair? I really don't get it. I really, really, really don't get it. But as far as, like, the fellas go, like, things that they, what some of the things that fellas do that are ratchet? And before, you know, because I definitely do want to start my interview process, like I told you, I have Miss Karen Warner in the building. And I just before I get to her, Black, what are some of the things that, men do that you would consider ratchet?
The niggas that wear, that they go out and they got gym socks, pajama pants, and slippers.
Gym socks, pajama pants, and slippers?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
boy.
And then enough to have, like, a fresh-ass shirt and a fitted on. Like,
that's ratchet. But I definitely do like to start my interview process. So we definitely have Miss Karen Warner in the building. Are you here, Miss Karen?
I am. How are you, Tish?
I am fine. Thank you for tuning in and being a guest on All Barbs Radio.
Yes, thank you for having me here. Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Yes, most definitely. And you know, our co-host, Miss Angela Peace, you know, she's busy right now. She was supposed to interview today, but she did tell me to make sure I tell you hello on her behalf. So I'm sending a message.
Yes, tell her hello for me, and, you know, I will connect with her pretty soon so we can do a lot of future endeavors together.
Yes, exactly. So I'm just going to get it started, Miss Karen. I want to know, the first question I have for you is, what inspired you to have your own business?
Okay, well, ever since I was young, you know, going to school and just seeing how hard people have to struggle to just make certain amount of money, I always said, you know, I want my money to be unlimited. I want to have a little bit more control over it. So I want to really work on being an entrepreneur as opposed to being hired under someone. So I kind of kept that in the back of my mind throughout, you know, going to school, going to college and all of that. And I really loved the hair field and the fashion field. So I kind of said, well, I want to have my own business in that field, and I'm just going to work full-time, real hard on getting that. So that's what inspired me, just wanting to own my own business.
I love it. And I just want to let the people know, if they didn't already know, I mentioned it when I first came on, that Miss Karen Warner here, she is the owner of a beautiful hair salon that I attend to called Eternal Beauty. And if you can, before I get to my next question, can you just tell me a little bit about, where did you get your name from, Eternal Beauty? Was that something that you had in mind, or was that something that it took you a minute to, you know, when you came to grips with having a shop, you were like, okay, this is it, it's Eternal Beauty.
Okay. Well, where that came from actually was from my brother. His name is Michael Warner. He had an entertainment company where he managed R&B and hip-hop artists called Eternal Entertainment. So I always just thought that name had a great ring to it. And, you know, I said, I want to keep it in the family, even though he doesn't have Eternal Entertainment anymore. That's where it initially came from. But then I also said, my logo is going to be Beauty Forever, inside and out. So I said Eternal goes with that, too. So I just kept it, stuck with it, and, you know, that's the name. You know, we're riding with it.
I love it because Eternal, you know, that word is a really strong word. When I say Eternal, that's like for a lifetime. You know, that word brings so much longevity to me. And I love it because, you know, like I told you, again, this is one of the hairstyles, the hair places, that you can go in and get almost any hairstyle from,
Yeah.
Also, I wanted to know, tell us a little bit about your profession. Like, what do you go through on a daily basis with your clients?
Okay, well, on a daily basis, I have a staff of 8, and we open up early in the morning, and we focus on pleasing our customers. It's all about customer service for us at Eternal Beauty because I think of it as an experience, not just you get your hair done, you look cute, and you leave. It's more like I want everyone to leave feeling fulfilled, feeling confident, build up their self-esteem, make them feel more, you know, gorgeous on the outside, and it'll reflect on their personality, their characteristics. It'll reflect on them on a whole as a person. So we focus on the Eternal Beauty experience as opposed to just run, get your hair done, and leave. We like to build relationships, have great rapport with our clients. We build, like, ongoing relationships. We don't just you in, you out, that's all. No, we want longevity with our clients. We want to build them as people, make them look good, feel good. We have great conversation, you know, and we keep it professional at the same time.
I can definitely vouch for that. You guys definitely keep it professional, 100%. And I can also vouch for it, you know, when I do come in there, it's like a home feeling. You know, nobody's ashamed to pull off their wig, take out their track, sit there with their hair looking like Don King before it's actually pressed out. And it's more so you guys, you know, you and the stylist there, y'all make us feel like, you know, we are beautiful, even when we did not put our tracks in yet. And the conversation, I always learn and I always game. You know, every time I come to the salon, I practically live there, you know, and I just wanted to shout to everybody else, too, that they, like she said, they do more than just, like, pay attention to the outside, you know, they talk to you, they embrace, they try to, you know, find out what it is, what's your inner beauty, what highlights you, and that's one thing I also do love about Eternal Beauty, as well as I wanted to know, do you have, like, any, you know, do you have any upcoming events you would like to share with the listeners right now?
Oh, yes, definitely. Okay, on July 7th, I'm going to be celebrating my 10th year anniversary of having the salon because we opened up in July 2002. So this July hits the 10-year mark. So we're going to have a hair explosion, hair extravaganza. We're calling it Hair Madness. And it is going to be in Harlem at a location called Black River Studios. And Black River Studios is 345 Lenox Avenue. It's between 127th Street and 128th Street on Lenox Avenue. And at that show, we're going to be just going over the top with everything. We're going to start out with a children's theme. We're going to go into body painting scenes and we're going into fashion as well as hair. So we have designers coming in. We have a full makeup artist team that's coming in to take care of it. We also have some live entertainment. We have Smokey, the comedian. He's coming in, and he is going to do his comedy stand-up. We also have a gentleman named Will Trax. I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with him. He does a song called Footwork. So he's coming in to perform, and he's also going to host the after party. We have from 8 o'clock to 9 p.m. a free hour of complimentary champagne. We have free food all night long. We have about 6 vendors that are going to be selling beauty products. We have a jewelry vendor. We have a baker who's doing red velvet cupcakes. We have a natural hair product vendor. We have a clothing line coming in. So we have a full house. We have a lot of paparazzi in there, photographers everywhere. We're really going to be doing it up big for our 10th year anniversary. Also, I have to say that one of my partners, her name is Sierra Smith. She's also at the same event launching her hair mobile salon systems company. So it's not only my 10th year anniversary of Eternal Beauty, but it's also Sierra Smith's launch of her Hairtastique mobile hair salon systems. So we're going to have a great time. Tickets are only $25. Tish, you can let me know if I should give out any information as far as, like, my cell phone number or contact information, like an email address or something, so that if anyone was interested, or they can also go through you, they can hit you up and get tickets for the event. So that's July 7th. It's on a Saturday night, 4th of July weekend. Come and hang out with us and have a ball with Eternal Beauty and Hairtastic.
Yes, and most definitely, I definitely, as you're talking, we are already sending out the tweets on where it's going to be, how they can get in contact with you. And yes, for my listeners that are listening, you can definitely hit me up about this hair extravaganza, because I myself will be going down to the casting call tomorrow just to see if I can get myself to be in this hair show, because I do not want to miss it. And all of Miss Karen's hair shows are the bomb. It's something like, it's realistic. It's like whatever you see on what they be having on the ATL hair shows, she's going hard for this. Because if I can remember, the last time I was in the salon, we were searching for Heidi Klum and the wings and trying to have ideas with hair and wings in the wing form. So it's definitely going to be a hair extravaganza. You guys do not definitely want to miss this. I definitely do have all the information. I actually have some flyers that I will be tweet picking in a few. But definitely, and ladies that are listening too, I'm telling you, you are tired of your hairdresser fucking your shit up, or every time you go there, it's a hassle, or you gotta wait. I'm telling you, go get down to Eternal Beauty. Karen, if you don't mind, can you just say, can you just say the address one more time and where you're located? And also, if you do have any, if you do have a contact information other than your cell phone number, such as Twitter, Facebook, please let the people know where they can find you at.
Okay, great. All right, the salon is Eternal Beauty. The address, we're located in the Bronx, up in the Boogie Down, New York. The address is 1324 East Gun Hill Road. That's 1324 East Gun Hill Road, Bronx, uptown, near the number 5 train for all those who ride mass transit. We're close to several highways. And my Facebook is Karen Warner Eternal Beauty. I have two accounts, so you can hit me on either one or both. And my Twitter is Eternal Beauty 1, the number 1. So you can hit me there too. All right. So, and also, I would like to say that we have a casting tomorrow night. The casting is from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. This casting is for models. We're going from small size 2s all the way up to 20s because we have a big girl scene. So don't be afraid, ladies, to come out. No matter what size you are, you're never too big and never too small. We show love to all our sisters. And the casting is at a location called Boys Harbor. And Boys Harbor's address is 1 East 104th Street. That's in Harlem on the corner of 104th Street and 5th Avenue, room 623. It's a big dance room. We're having all our models come down. It's from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. That's Boys Harbor, 1 East 104th Street. So come and check us out. Come to the casting. Be a part of the show. We can make it a big, fun night, show love to everyone, and let's just do our thing.
Exactly. Thank you so much, Miss Karen. Thank you so much. Shout out to Miss Karen is the salon owner. She has done my hair, but also shout out to Erica. Erica does my hair on a daily basis. Shout out to her. I have to definitely get her on here as well. I just really do. You inspire me. Just for being a woman, and a woman that goes out here and is not afraid to get it. You show me that, if there's something that you want to do, there's no reason why you can't do it if you don't put your mind to it, just down to your hair creations. Because I think, like, what would make her, really, this could be possible, and it actually, you make it come to life. And I just, I've been rocking with Eternal Beauty for a long time. And I just want to say something, too, to Black over here. Yeah, so Miss Karen, I just want to let everybody know too. What we've done though, we've done Eternal Beauty on air though. Like, we just have, you just don't stay in the hair sometimes. You actually have like a little mini series that's on YouTube right now. Can you just, before you get out of here, let the people know about that, what they can actually type in and what they're gonna see, because I'm in a couple of those skits.
Yes. Okay, we have a lot of fun with that, too. Not only I stay in the salon and make that happen, but we also venture out, and we have a reality show. It's something similar to reality. It's not our everyday reality show because it's a little bit more realistic. And you can hit us up on YouTube. It's Eternal Beauty on Air. We have about 20. We have about 20 videos of it, I guess you could say. So 20 parts. So you can start at part one. It's a series, and you can go all the way up to 20. I also on YouTube. I teach weaving classes for ladies who are interested in doing the beauty field as a profession, and you'll see some instructional videos too on Eternal Beauty on Air. So that's a little separate from it. But check the show out. Tish is on the show. The show is crazy. It's a lot of fun. It's more realistic than your everyday show. And I'm always getting hit up like, when are you going to come out with some more? We want more. So that's a good look. It's a good thing. That's on YouTube, Eternal Beauty on Air. Check out the show. We'll have a good old time with that too.
Yes, definitely. And before you leave, Miss Karen, I just want to ask Black, is there anything you want to say to Miss Karen? Is there anything that you would like to add to anything, or if you have any questions before she gets out of here?
I just really wanted to commend her on starting her own joint, building it up. Shout out to her whole reality show. I'm not going to lie, the first couple episodes had me in tears.
Thank you.
They had me in tears, especially the throwback build of Nikki and whatever, those had me dying. Like, I had to take pictures and put them on Instagram, so it was, so I definitely commend you, shout out to you, and
thanks.
I just hope you just keep going. I just wish you nothing but success.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
And he'll be there. I'm be dragging him with me. So we'll be there on the 7th as well to, show my love, pregame radio, and All Bottles Ready. We'll definitely be in the building that day, just living it up and sharing our successes with one another, because that's what we need to do.
And, TT, I want you on stage. I want you modeling, doing your thing, because, you have a lot of experience in that too. So don't, you got to let your people know that. You've done a lot in that field. So coming, covering the show and covering the whole event, but you'll be on stage doing your thing. So shout out to you.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah, here now, Miss Karen told y'all. Yes, I will be on stage doing the damn thing. I just hope I get one of the nice scenes where I got to paint my whole body like the Gold Girl or something like that. And I'm going to definitely kill the stage because I definitely do have experience in modeling and fashion and marketing and all of that. So I'm just excited to be a part of this with you. Like, I really am, because every year I try to get in, but you're so busy. You're doing a whole bunch of hair, magazines. Miss Karen just does it all. And if you really, 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 really want to know, check out today's episode, as well as just hit me up for any information that you need on Miss Karen Warner and, all the things that she's doing. I know, because I'm at the salon like almost every other day trying to get my hair done. But thank you so much, Miss Karen. Thank you so much, and I will definitely be promoting you, and I'll definitely see you tomorrow if I can. I think I will be bringing at least, two girls with me that I know of that asked me about it. So we'll just see you tomorrow down on the casting auditions.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for having me. I had a great time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Flax.
All right.
Thank you.
I definitely want to give a shout-out to @ScrapDizzle, who is in the chat room with us. What up, youngin? What up, youngin? What up, youngin? Another one of my peoples, we go way back, a good dude. I'm actually, working with him for an upcoming event in the Bronx, New York. Hopefully in my hood, in my area, we're trying to, put together some type of really big basketball tournament. And shout-out to the DMV area, Upper Hand Productions. But before we go ahead and jump into the next interview, Black, can I please get a commercial break, and then we'll be right back with Mr. True Son Ali. Definitely want to talk to him more from the last time. His music is dope, and I definitely, want to actually get to talk to him and find out more about him. So, Black, let's go to commercial break. You're now rocking with All Barbs Radio, your girl Nikki Barbs.
Westy on the beat. I'll be on my job till I see that the stack's large. Trying to get a mil on my bank card. All good till the brothers in the black car roll up, tax all your grub, what a mad car. Fake shit, and in the dat, I'm about making dough, getting man, flipping stacks. Man, they're hating, and I'm sick of that. I've got a voice in my head, tell me flipping mad. Money over bitches, women gas. Don't talk about bin if you ain't been in that. Don't talk about food if you ain't slinging that. Let alone bagging up, making dough in the trap. Keep the trucks real, stick the facts. I don't chat guns, car, never seen the strap. I know about brave though, I can build a back. I know a couple duns that I really dance. Yeah, the whole ends know me, keep it M-O-B. Man, it's money over bitches.
Scrap that.
Money over everything, I'm about anything, all about my business. Look, the whole ends know me, keep it M-O-B. Man, it's money over bitches. Scrap that. Money over everything, I'm about anything, all about my business. I'm all about making me something. Take time with your dough, I ain't rushing. I'm when I get mine, I ain't stunting. M.O.B. cause my ex got me bugging. Never let a girl come between your budget, even if it's hot with the line that you're running. Brothers get big, that's why the feds spunning. Do your own thing, don't front about nothing. If you're on the grind, stacking. Don't tell a brother where you're trapping. Man, I roll through where you're trapping. Life on the road is a bitch, shit happens. I'll be on my job, no slacking. If you're a snake, recognize we ain't chatting. Money is the motive, so I got a cash in. Girl, see dough, get close, stop frassing. Yeah, the whole ends know me, keep it M-O-B. Man, it's money over bitches.
Scrap that.
Money over everything, I'm about anything, all about my business. Look, the whole ends know me, keep it M-O-B. Man, it's money over bitches. Scrap that, money over everything, cool. I'm about anything, all about my business.
Look. Figures weren't adding up. I'm with such and such, dreaming about bigger funds. Talking dinner while I'm sitting, trying to eat my lunch. Trying to get my hands on dough, cause I never touched enough. Told my ex I couldn't manage it. Told my mum's because I love her, I want trap again. Certain man of faith, I can never chat to them. Trying to keep it real at awards when the man is same. Ask the guys that are local. They see I could rise with my vocals. Sitting in the light, so I'm living life YOLO. Begging me to sign, chatting deals at the morphos. So I'm chilling at the salad bar, just in Ralphie, eating it with glamour stars. Talking MLB, speaking through my empty heart. Money over women on my business like the man in charge.
Yeah, the whole ends know me, keep it M-O-B. Man, it's money over bitches. Scrap that, money over everything. I'm about anything, all about my business. Look, the whole ends know me, keep it M-O-B. Man, it's money over bitches. Scrap that,
money over everything. I'm about everything.
Yes, yes, yes. We are back. That was Mr. True Son Ali himself. Definitely. I love that song. I definitely have him in the building. Mr. True Son Ali, are you here with us?
Hello?
Hey, how are you?
Hey. I was trying to listen to what y'all was playing, man. Y'all ain't just playing no True Son Ali, man. Y'all better play some True Son Ali for real.
Oh, I thought that was not me. I could have sworn that was what I had in my commercial for my commercial break. I'm just getting told by my engineer that wasn't my apologies, but we're definitely going to play MOB in a few minutes, though, because I definitely wanted to talk to you more about that song. How you doing today, though?
Hey, man, TSA, respect my fly, man. You already know what time it is, man. I'm feeling good today. How you feeling?
I've been having a rough day today. You know, wasn't really one of my good days, but I'm talking to you, so my day is getting better.
Hey, that's what's up, man. It's a good thing.
Definitely. So I definitely want to start the interview process with you. Shout out to you and your whole crew. And definitely my co-host is supposed to be doing the whole interview section of this, you know, segment of my show. But unfortunately, she can't do it today. So I'm stepping in for her. So bear with me because I hardly do this.
All right.
So first things first, I just want you to tell me and my listeners that are tuning in right now just a little bit about yourself.
Well, first of all, my name is TSA, artist known as True Son Ali, voice of Brooklyn, heart of New York, Mr. HBO, because I'm a show off, you dig what I'm saying? And I do it what I do, like I'm doing it for TV, you dig what I'm saying?
Definitely as well. I want to also know, when did you begin your music career?
When did I begin my music career? Well,
yes.
You know, and I've been in music, I've been around music most of my life. As far as, like, going hard in the industry, like, 2007 really marks the year that I really took this thing real serious and set out on my journey of success, you know what I mean?
Cool. All right. Well, what type of music inspires you the most?
Well, I love music. Music is life, you know, for me. So we can go from, you know, like my mentor, musical inspiration. We can go from Bob Marley to B.I.G., you know. We can go from Big Daddy Kane to Coogee Rap. We can go from Nas, you know what I'm saying, to Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? This is the type of music I'm talking about that inspires me, that, you know, possibly may have me still on the road to success doing what I do, you know what I mean?
Most definitely. So, what you like about Nas? I heard you mention Nas in there. What you like about Nas? Like, you know, what do you when you listen to Nas? Like, how can you relate to him?
What's not to like about Nas? Nas is a ghetto poet.
Not everybody likes Nas though.
You know, Nas speaks like he say. You know, from the project window. You know, things you see in life when. People walking by outside your window and you see the everyday, you know, regular person at the corner store, you know what I'm saying? Or you see the, you know, the hood rat from the projects, or, you know what I'm saying? You know, whatever, you know, the party life, you know what I'm saying? He touches a lot of points in the, you know what I'm saying, just the regular life, everyday life, from regular life to riches, rags to riches, you know what I mean?
I definitely can agree with you. Now, I also wanted to ask you about, because I'm about to play your song for all the listeners that are listening. I just wanted to know about more about this song, right? Gotta Get It? That's the name of the song, right? Gotta Get It? I just wanted to know what inspired you to write that song, because I'm about to have it played so all my listeners could actually hear it for themselves. But before I get into that, you know, what inspired you to do that song?
I mean, it's self-explanatory. I got to get it, you know, and by any means necessary. I got to have it. Like, you know, I got to have, you know, that success. You know what I'm saying? That's what I work hard for, you know, each and every day.
May I ask you, too, before I get into the track, who made the beat? Who produced the beat?
Vinny Idol, of course.
Vinny Idol.
Shout out to my big homie, Vinny Idol, man. You know what I'm saying? Idolize music all day, you know what I mean?
Definitely. All right, so stay on the line. I'm definitely going to get into Gotta Get It by Mr. True Son Ali. DJ, turn it up.
If it ain't perfected, get it corrected. You feel me?
Vinny Idol.
Yeah. Posted on the block like 50 grand. I knew that one day I would be the man. When I was young and have a pop, I could depend on. So when I hit the block, all my common sense gone. I was a scholar through the basics. Made it through the trenches. Cracked St. Ives. Fuck Philly blunts on park benches. Bullets into the chamber like I was Wu-Tang. Run up on them like, what up, son? That was the new slang. And my crew had an order the way we do things. And you might have a problem cause of my mood swings. What up, nigga? Ain't no bitch in me. Plus my money come quick with a consistency. See, I host the block down like the pimps and G's. You down with OPP? Yeah, you know me. Heading straight down to 9-5, had juice OT. Ain't no wonder why my mama couldn't get no sleep. But I gotta get it.
Uh-huh. That's right. And that's just the way it goes, man. You know, Mob D said a while ago, you know what I'm saying? Survival of the fittest. You know what I mean? But I'm definitely surviving. Definitely surviving. And I'm feeling kind of fit. Yo, I'm physically fit. You feel me? Let's go. I gotta get it. Pull a 7 Series off the car lot. I'm on top, my name ringing to yours now. Diamonds hit you with a bling, make your jaw drop. X and O's to them shorties, if they don't lie. Cause now I'm rocking in a different arena. And my life ain't been the same since Tina. Love and loyalty, I am royalty. All hail the king. This thing about to be over when the fat lady sings. Just listen to the message I bring. And know that it's a hard knock life, man. Hard rock, white. Tools to survive, hit the block all night. Sucker try to front, getting popped on top. But I try to keep a positive outlook. Call me Ocho Single, competition is out shook. Money ain't a thing like you free and Jay-Z. But I'll be damned if I let a bitch nigga play me. I'm off this. Going down, man. Big shout out to everybody in the hood, man. You know how I do it. Shout out to the world. Keep your head to the sky, man. Got it. Get it.
That was Mr. True Fun Ali with Go Getter. I love it. Ashley, I really do love this song. Black, what you think about that?
It was definitely a hot song. You know, I was digging the vocals on it. The beat was nice. And, you know what I'm saying? It was a overall joint that you would just sit and listen to with the headphones up and just rock with it. So I liked it.
I definitely do, Mr. Ali. I really do appreciate that track. So I'm grateful for having it on my playlist. It'll definitely be played again in rotation on my radio show, just letting you know that. And definitely shout out to you.
Yeah, man. Gotta get it. Go get it, man, on iTunes, definitely. Produced by Billy Idol of B Block. You know what I mean?
Yes, y'all all heard that, so definitely support Mr. True Fun Ali. And if you guys ever needed to get at him for anything, he does have management. And also, you can, you know, hit me up, and I'll just spread the word to him or to them as well. Just before you go, though, I have a couple of more questions that I would like to ask you. Next question is definitely, what is next for you as an artist?
Well, that's easy. Right now, we got the new mixtape coming, The Candidate, Business and Politics, dropping June this month. It's crazy right now. You know, it was supposed to drop June 12th, but guess what? We're going to push it back. You know why we're going to push it back? Because there's so much heat coming right now. Like as soon as we get off the joint right here, we're going straight to the studio. We're going to lay down this new heat. You know what I'm saying, by my homie Cut, you know what I'm saying, big producer I know out in Tokyo, you know what I mean, he gave me some heat, and it's going to be crazy. Like, we just want to build the project crazy because, you know what I mean, the album after this, you're definitely going to be on the TSA wagon, you're definitely going to be on Team TSA, and I'm saying that, I'm putting that in the universe because, you know what I'm saying, I'm bringing the real shit back, you know what I'm saying, hip-hop is alive, and, you know, that's what it is, man. Cop your ticket. Fly TSA, you dig?
That's what it is. You're so funny to me. Also, I would like to know, who would you like to work with in the future?
Oh, man. I mean, there's a lot of artists out there. You know, I'm not really going to say who I would like to work with, but, you know, whoever I get a chance to work with, that's who I'm going to work with. You know, nobody in particular. I mean, I like a lot of dudes, not particularly from New York, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy T.I., you know what I'm saying, Young Jeezy, you know. My boy Fred the Godson, you know what I'm saying? You know, Jada, Styles P., you know. There's a lot of dudes, you know what I'm saying, on the list, you know what I'm saying? I could go on and on. You know what I'm saying, hot MCs that I would love to work with, that I definitely think we would collab and make some heat, you know what I'm saying? But as time goes on and as I continue my journey of success, you know, whoever I bump into, and we make that chemistry, you know what I'm saying, that's what's going to be.
Most definitely. I also wanted to know, you know,
they in here screaming my motto, so you know what I'm saying, respect my fly, you know what I'm saying, definitely know TSA, respect my fly.
I wanted to know, too, have you ever performed in Tokyo?
I never performed in Tokyo, but I got a good feeling that I'm going to be there real soon.
Also, I wanted to know, what advice would you give the next up-and-coming true Sun Ali, or the next, you know, next somebody that you know that's basically trying to do what you're doing right now, but they're not, you know, they haven't gotten as far as you, you know, what are some words of advice that you can give to others that are basically doing what you're doing?
Nah, you got to say that one more time. You got to say that last part for me one more time.
Sure, no problem. What advice would you give to, like, you know, maybe the next upcoming little mini you, or somebody that you know that are, you know, trying to do the things that you're doing right now with this music, but they haven't gotten as far as you? So what would be, like, some words of motivation or, you know, words of encouragement to those who are trying to do what you're doing right now?
Stay true to yourself. Always do you. And always invest in yourself, your talent, because nobody else will. Nobody else is going to believe you like how you believe in yourself. You know what I mean?
Definitely. And my last question to you is, before you get up out of here, because I know you got things to do, is can you please tell the listeners where they can find you and keep up with your music?
Well, you can find me all over the place, man. All you got to do is just Google TST.S.A or just Google True Sun Ali. Or even you just go to my website, www.truesunali.com. And if you're having a problem with the spelling, it's TRUESUNALI.com. I live on Facebook, so you can catch me on Facebook, you know, at True Sun Ali. Everything True Sun Ali on Twitter, at True Sun Ali. You know that. You know, I'm on there real heavy. And that's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm here. TSA, respect my fly.
And y'all heard him. Y'all better respect his motherfucking fly, y'all. This is True Sun Ali in the building. I definitely
First class.
Let me hear something. Before you get out of here, I can't let you go without spitting off the top of the dome, because I will be a bad host if I let you get out of here without doing that for me.
You want me to spit some flows for you?
Spit some flows for me, real quick.
All right, man. Listen. Let me see. I am a threat like the Bible and the scriptures. Revolution now televised, don't want to miss this. Ball from New York to Detroit like the Pistons. Voice of BK on the joint, big business. Now let's get into this. Monster like Rocco. No, I'm not Jimmy, but still I am the capo. You all brand niggas rocking jeans like Paco. Quick to knock Rocky out, Ivan Drago. Run with a ruthless, squally, you toothless. Bishop been dead, so now guess who got the juices? Your irrelevance has sharpened my intelligence like college. But fuck that, I ain't kicking out this big bread with the vet, so with this I'm paying homage. Always stay fly, continuous flight mileage. Chill.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's it. I'm gone.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Shout out to you, though. Shout out to you, man, and everybody over there that's rocking with you. I seen y'all heavy on Twitter, you know what I'm saying, bigging me up all week, showing me love, you know what I'm saying. Shout out to my management, you know what I'm saying, OMG, Mr. Uwe, he been on the Twitter with y'all. I seen y'all back and forth. You always see me. I'm retweeting everything, you know what I'm saying, and that's what it is, man. We out here trying to do what it do. Hip-hop is definitely alive. Your boy True Sun Ali. TSA, respect my fly. We always ride first class. You dig what I'm saying? Much love.
Much love, definitely. But before you do get out of here, I'm trying. I don't know. I know you. I believe that you. I think you have some callers trying to call in. And I don't know. I just got a message from a management. I'm trying to still have you on the line because I feel like there are people that are trying to reach you.
But if you could just give me a second, just don't go anywhere. I know that you say you have something to do. Just do not go anywhere. Let me just get to this song, and I'm going to try to fix that situation out for you so that we can get some of your, you know, supporters to talk to you or to basically give shout-outs. Just do not go anywhere. I will be going on the break.
Right,
you guys. Cool. So this next show I'm about to play is from actually one of my followers, Mr. J. Hall Day 24. He's an R&B type of dude, and I'm an R&B type of girl, so let's go, Black. Can we get into the new R&B from Mr. J. Hall Day 24?
I try to tell y'all this boy good.
J. Wrong. Oh, boy.
S.O. J. Wrong.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Pull up in that big boy.
Big boy.
So pretty.
So pretty.
Bad boy.
Bad boy.
I ain't did it.
I ain't did it.
Rock City.
Rock City.
Where we whip it up. Rock City.
Rock City.
Where we whip it up.
In the truck, crunk like we down south. Loud in my mouth and a cup full of Hennessy. I keep it so G, nigga, please. I don't cop, please. Knees on my head, dead prayers, got that long cheese. European 6 feet, faster than a track meet. I'm all about my money, honey, shorties can't afford me. Bougie motherfucker like my shit don't sting. I'm good in the streets, with more stripes than a tiger. No fear, three strikes, just call Jeffrey Figer. I'll be out by the morning, pull off blazing on that fire. Turn that motherfucking volume up higher, higher. Now my Clio looking good, and I'm fucking all these bras. Quick to tell a bitch, you ain't shit, you fucking with a dog. Mag told me get him, so I got him bagging like the Raw. Bring it to the car.
Pull up in that big boy.
Big boy.
So pretty.
So pretty.
Bad boy.
Bad boy.
I ain't did it.
I ain't did it.
Rock City.
Rock City.
Where we whip it up.
Yeah. to come over. She said she can't come over if you really want some, but I just don't want some. I want the whole thing. You told me you're a singer, well I wanna hear you sing. Work on your vibrato, see how far you ring. Said are you gon' let me? Said baby do your thing. You said baby come over. Said girl I'm coming over. I said I'm gon' make you come. I'm gon' give you some. Oh. Yeah, yeah, and then I'ma take you on this mic D-Day, show you things my way, start off with some foreplay, then we start the gunplay. I know you like that shit, now let me start that shit.
I thought you should know, and when I come over, girl you want my drink and I don't wanna be sober, it's on, baby it's on. So we could skip the pleasantries and head straight to the bed. Girl, I give them amazing dick and eat that pussy well. It's on. Baby, it's on. I thought you should know. Yeah. I thought you should know.
Hey, yo, Mike, you ain't have to do them like this.
Yeah.
Nice in the building. Baby girl so perfect, every minute you worth it. Louis, Gucci, Coochie, Dooney, be comforting your purses. Got you in your mindset from the chorus to the verses. Give you just what you want, cause baby you deserve it. I thought you should know, I like the way you're moving. You stay up on your grind, you kill it how you do it. And baby girl it's fine, watch her walk and people movements. My shorty is a dime times two win. I treat her like my drink though, I pour out, I sip slow. I got her in her Vickies, while I'm in my dick. She whispered in my ear like, daddy, can you dick me? And then I let her grind on me. Pretty Ricky.
I know you like that shit. Once I come over, you gon' get this chick. I know you like that shit. Once I come over, I'ma eat your shit.
You should let me spread them legs. Looking at that kitty make me lick my lips. Yeah, and I'ma do that shit. I'ma never you a mix and let me work that.
You should know that when I come over, girl, you want my drink and I don't wanna be sober. Yeah. So we can skip the pleasantries and head straight to the bed. Girl, I give amazing dick and eat that pussy well.
Definitely, you are back live with me, your girl Nikki Barbs on All Barbs Radio. Shout out to my co-host at Angel Love Tweets, aka Boss Barbs, who is not with us today. And also, I want to give a shout out to Mr. Brooklyn Black, because without him, there will be no me and my show. So, shout out to you, Brooklyn Black. I think we still have Mr. True Son Ali live. Is he still live with us?
Yeah, what's up?
All right, cool. So I definitely want to take this next caller. The last four digits are 6099. You are live on air with me, Nikki Barbs.
What up, girl?
Hey, can you let the callers know who you are and where you're calling from?
It's Big Boy Slime Baller, Slime Money Entertainment. I'm calling out of Muskeeper Gun, Michigan.
That's what's up. Shout out to Michigan. So, are you calling in to shout out Mr. True Son Ali? Are you calling in to support the radio show and to answer some of my topic questions?
Yeah, I'm calling in for that.
For what? To support you, Son Ali, or just to hear something that I have to say?
Hey, what you got to say?
All right. Well, definitely, you could definitely give a shout out to Mr. True Son Ali. He's definitely in the building. And as well, my topic for today was... My topic for today was, I was just, you know, elaborating on Summer Jam 2012. Did you happen to catch Summer Jam 2012 this year?
No.
You haven't? So I'm pretty sure you heard the controversy, though. No?
No, what's going on?
Well, apparently, Black, can you call me out here? Let him know the controversy that was going on with Summer Jam 2012.
Pretty much, there was one DJ, one of the hosts, that he had pretty much snubbed Nicki Minaj, calling her music bullshit, and she was supposed to be headlining the event. So she was pulled from the event last minute. And it caused this big shitstorm and everything like that.
Okay.
That's what's up. Do you want to give any shout-outs to anybody? Thanks for calling in. All right. So we're definitely going to keep it moving. Thanks again, Mr. True Son Ali. Definitely. Your music is definitely all barbs approved. I will be playing your music. As long as you get new music, just keep sending it to the same email address that you sent your music to. Mm-hmm. And from there, I just wish you, you know, the best of luck and much success with everything. And I'm a supporter, so thank you.
Thank you very much. Shout out to All Balls Radio. You already know it's your boy, True Son Ali, TSA, respect my fly. We always fly first class, you know what I mean? B.O.B.
Yes, you already heard him. Thank you so much. Black.
Hello,
Black. Let me ask you a question. When you was over at the Barb's Mansion, right? Well, before I even ask you that, I see my switchboard lighting up. Last four digits is 6316. You're live on air on All Barbs Radio.
Hello?
Hey.
Oh, I am connected. I'm calling to give a shout-out to True Son Ali.
Oh, thank you. He just left out, but he'll definitely hear your shout-out. Who is this?
This is Star calling from BK.
Oh, we got Brooklyn in the house.
Brooklyn is always in the house.
That's what I'm talking about, Mama. Stand up. That's what it is. Thank you for calling in and shouting out True Son Ali. I know he definitely appreciates it. If you have any shouts out as well, you can get them out.
Oh, it's a few people. You know, I show love to everybody, but, you know, I called personally just to shout out True, and I wish I would have hit him while he was still on here, you know, because he is definitely up and coming. If you don't know about him, you need to know about him, is what I'm saying.
That's
but there's a few people I could throw out in the mix, but this ain't their moment. This is his. So,
definitely,
yeah.
I fucks with you hard because, you know what, that's right. It's his moment. There's definitely people that you can shout out, but they didn't have their time today on All Barbs Radio. So I definitely do thank you for that. Also, before you get off the phone, I had some little trendy topics going on today, and I wanted to know if you wanted to, you know, elaborate on either one of the two. I was talking about Summer Jam 2012,
mm-hmm.
And I also was talking about ratchetness, just the ratchet shit that goes on. You know, I'm pretty sure you're a female yourself, so, you know, a lot of things that you do see on the outside, I'm pretty sure you can label them as ratchet. And if you can, whether it's a female, down to what she wears or how she dresses, you could, definitely Mr. True Son Ali is definitely back in the building. So I'm going to see if Black, can you get him so that way he could be on the line with his supporter? Just let me know when you got him. Mr. True Son Ali, are you here?
You.
Oh, okay. Well, you have someone on the line that called in support, so I'm going to let you guys go ahead and talk real quick.
TSA.
It was good.
It was good. I definitely respect your fly.
Hey, that's what's up, man. I respected you. Respect my fly, man. Team TSA in the building.
You already. You know,
I'm so
just called to give you a shout. You know,
yeah,
been a long
you know
time coming. You know,
that's
acknowledgement
fine.
Is definitely due, so I'm paying that to you. It's your moment. Take it and run with it. You hear me?
Word. You already know we got that mixtape coming. The candidate business and politics. Get ready, man. You know what I'm saying? If you want to prepare for that, you want to go back.
You know what I'm saying? A little bit. Get on at thatpiff.com and go get that Be the Best Volume 1 and 2. You know what I mean? Shout out to DJ Instincts, hosted by DJ Instincts. You know what I mean? But definitely the business and politics is on its way. You know what I mean?
I hit it.
Wow.
I'm waiting. As soon as that drop, I'm copping it.
You're ready.
The support. What you think about the support, Black? I mean, I mean, me as a, you know, I always tweet. I always say, like, if you don't ever support none of your niggas and the things that they do, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that is really important for us, especially if you're not the one that's going to be singing, rapping, you know, trying to do something in the limelight. I think that, you know, for those around you, you should definitely support and give them the motivation because they're doing this for us.
Definitely.
And I definitely do. I love it. I love the support that you called in and you showing him some love. And you see, True Son Ali, you definitely getting buzz out here. So I'm just really happy that, you know, your supporters are calling in, showing you love on my show, and that I'm getting to, you know, have all of this go down.
Definitely. Yeah. This is what people need to do. Brooklyn, stand up.
I definitely hold a lot of weight for Brooklyn. See, I'm from the other B borough that, you know, I'm pretty sure y'all like, ooh, the Bronx, whatever. But
listen,
yeah,
Brooklyn all day, but I support the entire tri-state area. New York is New York. You know, ain't nothing like our city right here, you know. And
yeah.
I travel, but the city is the city. And I don't care what borough you from. New York is New York. You know, I stand
right.
The BK, so I straight BK. But trust and guarantee, tri-state is all in the building.
Yes, you definitely right. Tri-State. Shout out to Connecticut. All
Connecticut,
you know, everybody.
Long Island, Jersey.
Jersey.
We all here.
Jersey, all that.
We got a long reach.
We definitely do.
We
and I'm like,
people. That's what we do.
That's it. So hopefully, we all going to be buying sold out tickets to Truth on Ali shit playing out
Yo,
in
Madison
like, Square
like, Garden. I like to say shout out to the world, man. You know, that's like one of my models, so you know what I'm saying, at this moment in time, I want to say shout out to the world, shout out to everybody, because I reach all my peoples, you know what I'm saying, from USA to Canada to Africa, South Africa, you know what I'm saying, shout out to all my fans out there in Tokyo and all that, you know what I'm saying, this is what we're about, bigger and better things, you know what I'm saying, we ain't trying to be local, we trying to take it all around the world and do what's
exactly.
Cool, you know what I mean?
And definitely shout out to all my listeners right now listening, tuning in from in the UK. Like, our time zones are completely different, but they just show us so much love early morning, and they're just showing us a lot of love. So definitely the UK people are now put on to Truth Son Ali, so you definitely now have an extended fan base to the UK. So congratulations on that.
Yeah, make sure y'all hit me up on that Twitter at Truth Son Ali. TRUESUNALI, facebook.com/TruthSonAli. And if you have a problem, just Google me, you know what I'm saying? TruthSonAli, TRUESUNALI. TSA, my fly.
Thank you. And before we get out of here, I was in the middle of asking your supporter if she wanted to elaborate on one of the topics. I don't know. Did you go to Summer Jam 2012?
I did not hit Summer Jam this year. This is like one of the first year in a few that I didn't actually hit Summer Jam, but I've heard a lot about it.
Mm-hmm. So do you, I mean, like, all right, exactly, because I stopped going to Summer Jam. Like, once I was able to be backstage behind everything, like, that's when I started, you know, moving backstage. But I haven't been physically in the crowd in about, like, 4 or 5 years. And just to know what happened this Summer Jam 2012 with the whole Nicki situation, what do you feel about that? Did you feel like she should have been pulled off, or did you feel like she should have kept going despite all the, you know, slander behind her?
I felt she should have kept going because fuck them all. Excuse my language.
Exactly.
I felt she should have kept going is how I feel. I mean, regardless of how anybody feel about her, she made it this far. And it's for her to do what she need to do to get where she need to be. And you can't never hate on that if you feel about life. So, yeah, she should have kept going is what she should have kept doing. And fuck them all is what I feel. You know,
I
went to Summer Jam last year. It turned me off. I walked out in the middle of the shit. I did hit the floor. You know, I had the opportunity to mingle with people that most don't. However, I still feel like she should have held her ground and stood her shit and did her thing is what I felt she should have did. You know, love me or leave me alone is the way I stand with it, you know. I don't have to necessarily like everything that come out your face, but I respect what she do. I respect that she made it. And, you know, hate ain't going to get you but so far. So, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, she definitely should have went out there and showed that love to them fans.
She should have.
Although it was, you know, it was more or less, you know, the label and, you know, management pulling her off the stage, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, you know what I'm saying? You got to understand what's going on.
These people that showed up for that venue just specifically for her.
But this is what I'm saying. Exactly.
Her.
She
so,
was the headline.
Over every shit else, respect your fans that came out, that spent their money, who probably don't even have it, but because they love you, they did
right.
it. So come out there and you give them what they came there for.
That's the moral of the story.
I did hear her mention that she was going to do a big concert this summer for her fans, a free concert. So, you know what I mean? She do that, that'd be crazy love, man. Everybody that came out expected to see her definitely get that chance to see her, you know what I mean?
Respectable, but
you know, she doing her thing, man. It was all a misunderstanding, you know, about a record, you know. But when you get to a certain point in time, you know, sometimes you do them different records. That's extra R&B, but hey, man, you know what I'm saying? We not here. Like I just said, you know, shout out to the world because we trying to do bigger and better things. We not trying to be local. So if I can make a record that's going to reach a certain height and you're going to call it pop, so be it. You know what I'm saying? Because that means now I've reached a certain success. And you know what I'm saying? That's unstoppable. That's music, man. You know what I'm saying? It's not just about... All right, well, we make hip-hop. Yeah, we make hip-hop, but hip-hop was always about creativity and however you can make it happen and make your own style hot. That's what you got to
do. And a crossover is a blessing.
It damn sure is.
A crossover is a blessing.
And you want to be successful at everything you do. I mean, if it calls for, you know, everybody want to see the cash at the end of the day, man. But, you, I mean, if you get to that point, you've earned it. You know what I'm saying? You've reached the people, and then once you got the people, you gave them what they wanted, and that's how they receive you. You know, that's what makes them want to come back for more, you know, if you continue to give them what they're looking for from you. You know what I mean? Building your brand, that's what it's all about. And she
definitely
built the brand.
I definitely do agree with you because me, myself, you know, I judge a lot of showcases. And I be judging with celebrity guest judges and everything like that. But when I'm judging, you know, I definitely do have my own, you know, like I have a criteria, little checklist. I like to see people that are lyrically content, that are basically, you know, that stage presence is a must. How you rock the crowd, I judge on crowd participation. So all that to me counts.
Yeah.
And I definitely do believe, you know, like this young lady said today on the phone, like I believe she should have just did it because, like I said again, she was the headliner. So out of all the celebrities, she most likely got paid the most to do what she was supposed to do. And I always believe, like, no, you know, show face is better than no face. You know what I'm saying? So even if she would have came up there and even right in the middle of her song as the beat dropped, explained to everybody how she wasn't feeling X, Y, and Z because of the statement, I think that would have just been more better than just to her just walking out the building.
Yeah. She should have went on stage and expressed that. You know what I'm saying? She felt like she needed to shit on niggas. Then, you know what I'm saying? That's when she should have came out on the stage and did it and did her thing. But, you know, it happened. You know what I'm saying? We're going to move on. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, hip-hop is still alive and we're going to do what we got to do to get through. You know what I'm saying? Basic bottom line. You know what I'm saying? I didn't get a chance to be there because I was out in VA on business. So, you know, but I heard about the whole situation and all that, you know. But
I don't even go anymore. I just wait to hear about it.
Shout out to all the artists that touched the stage, though, because I seen some live streaming, like, when I was on the road, and I seen Nas, and Nas brought out Lauryn Hill. And that kind
of he damn sure is
that. That kind of brought me back. I was like, damn, Lauryn Hill. You know what I'm saying? Real nice. You know
exactly.
I mean? And Raekwon and Ghost and all of them touched the stage. So, you know, that's hip-hop living right there. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, what better than to have, you know, such greats on the stage, man? You know, because we got to support the real. Everybody talking about they want the real hip-hop back and they want this and that. So support that, you know. Make sure you when you got that good element and you know what it is, make sure you support that, man. Cop that. Go to iTunes.
Exactly.
Watch the videos on YouTube, man. You know what I'm saying? Support. Support is support, man. Support real hip-hop, man. And I meant to mention, too, hit my YouTube up, Truson Ali 1. You know, YouTube.com. You know what I'm saying? Check out them videos. Definitely keep some movies for the people. You know, Mr. HBO. I'm a show off. I can't lie.
Most definitely. So I definitely would like to thank you guys. You, of course, you know, Miss Ali, of course, it's been a pleasure. And thank you, love, for calling in and supporting and talking with me for a bit. I definitely have to keep this show rolling. So I will speak with you guys later. And if you're on Twitter, love, do you have Twitter?
Yeah.
Are you actively on Twitter, though? Like, do you
not
use it
really.
A lot?
Not really.
Shout out to you.
Pre-game radio in the building. Barb's always in the building. Shout out to you. TSA. Respect your fly, definitely. You know.
Respect the fly. Thank you, guys.
Keep doing what y'all do. We live for this.
Thank you. Yeah.
Shout out to Brooklyn, man. Shout out to you, too, Star, for calling in, man. Team TSA, man. Shout out to Team TSA, man. Always keep me in the headlines. Hold up.
No problem. All right, so Black, we're gonna keep it moving. I just would like to ask you, Black. So was that Mr. Slime Money that we had on the line?
Yeah, that was Slime Money.
Okay. Was that me though? Was I not paying attention to my time?
Nah. It was all just due to the communication on that end. You know what I'm saying? They didn't give us no. That's the info. They didn't send no music over, so you know what I'm saying? It was just pretty much bad management on their part.
Nah, but I definitely did have information. That's why it must have been my end. But, I mean, if we can get him back on the line, I'm trying to get him back on the line so that I can get to his interview. But until then, I want to know if is Carlos Rashad in the building? Did he come in the building yet or no?
No, not yet.
All right. Well, let's get to this next commercial break. Again, you guys are rocking out on All Barbs Radio with me, your girl, Nikki Barbs. Mwah. And the call-in number, again, is 347-857-4302. Call me up. I want to know how you feeling, what you're thinking about. Let's talk about Summer Jam 2012 or some straight-up ratchet shit that you just don't like. But call in, let me know. Let's get to this commercial break. I would like to go pay some bills.
Tommy a young nigga with aspirations of thuggin'. Gina a good girl, they met up through Tommy's cousin. Love at first sight? Nah, it was quite the opposite. He hit the first night, she got pregnant and he fathered it. Gina had a scholarship, now she can't accept it. So she went and found a job, Tommy can't, he got a record. Her household is hectic, Gina mama disappointed. But she never turned her back, she said her baby girl anointed. Tommy house worse, he never knew his dad. His mama on them drugs, the streets is all he ever had. He looked up to the sky like, what the hell I'm supposed to do? I just want the hit, I ain't mean for us to reproduce. Gina second guessing on getting a baby aborted. Tommy in the streets, to him she think it's unimportant. They know they can't afford it, but something gotta give. Both scared about the future, but they want their kid to live. Yeah. Tough times call for tough decisions, but never let quit be your disposition. Cause something gotta give. When it come to life, the hardest thing to do is live. And I'ma keep living. And I'ma keep living. Yeah. Cause something gotta give. When it come to life, the hardest thing to do is live. Ricky the biggest dealer on the block, Kingpin. Devin his little brother, they got the same mother. Both got different fathers, but to them it don't matter. Ricky at the top, Devin climbing the same ladder. Dudes across town got a problem, you know how haters get. See Ricky Shine and they plotting on how they taking it. So they set him up, said they got white for the low. Long way from his hood, but Rick will ride for the snow. Devin wanted to go, but he already made plans, not knowing that he won't see his big brother again. Simple choice made, impacted his whole life. Ricky found dead on the corner of 39th. Devin like, damn, I should go retaliate. Rick was his right hand, but he got a baby on the way. He don't wanna see with no pops, cause of Rock. Should he risk go getting shot or possibly getting locked? Nah, yeah. Tough times call for tough decisions, but never let quit be your disposition. Nah, cause something gotta give. When it come to life, the hardest thing to do is live. And I'ma keep living. And I'ma keep living. Yeah, cause something gotta give. When it come to life, the hardest thing to do is live. Keisha got two kids, her baby daddy a joke. Ain't seen him in 2 years, all he wanna do is smoke. She on that single mother grind, school and work full time. Fighting the landlord, cause her rent always behind. She keep pushing, but she might as well be standing still. She start hooking, that's the only way she pay her bills. She got a pimp, and that nigga named Charles. Most his life behind bars, treat his women like dogs. Keisha take it, cause she just looking for love. Thinking that's the price you pay when you get involved with a thug. That nigga get wild, her and the kids, he beat him. Saying that he gon' kill her if she ever try to leave him. Keisha so confused, she knows she wanna run, but nowhere to run to, so she back at square one. Wish she had wings, she just wanna fly, but she can't. Life hard, so she just wanna die. Yeah, tough times call for tough decisions, but never let quit be your disposition. Cause something gotta give. When it come to life, the hardest thing to do is live. And I'ma keep living. And I'ma keep living. Yeah, cause something gotta give. When it come to life, the hardest thing to do is live.
Definitely one of my faves at Carlos Rashad. What you feel about that track, Black? Because you know how I feel about Carlos.
Well, the track is dope, man. He's just a dope all around artist, you know, and I definitely respect his grind. I respect his hustle.
That's what's up. I think I have Mr. Carlos Rashad on the line. Do we have him on the line?
Yes, we do.
Hey, Carlos.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. To the radio show, watching the game.
That's what's up. That's what's up. How you feeling, though? You know, I always bother you to call in, and, you know, I always bother you because I think that you're so talented. I definitely do have an interview that I need to get to right after. So can you just let the listeners know who you are, where you're calling from, and then you're supposed to have a surprise waiting for me. So then after that, you can start that.
Okay, well, you can come find me on Twitter at Carlos Rashad, KarlosRashad. I mean, just follow me on Twitter. You got music on there or whatever, so just hit me up. Down for collabs, all that.
That's what's up. All right, so, God, so let me hear your surprise. What you got for me tonight?
I got, a little something, I rap about, real stuff that people can relate to. So I got something for you. It's called The Fame. You know what I mean? Off my new mixtape that's coming out in August.
Okay, let me hear it.
All right, here you go. Focus on shit that niggas hardly see. My drive got me wanting cars that don't start with a key. And I'm just trying to find the key to life. Because if she a bitch, I'm trying to treat her right. Every beat I hit, I swear I try to snap on. Flows off the hook, so the hoes try and latch on. Think about my future, a nigga trying to have racks on. Racks, now I get paid to talk like a track phone. And I just want to be honest. Call me a dream catcher. Got it from Pocahontas. Check my body at work in the game, I look like Adonis. Screaming on them like mystical, mythical like a Loch Ness. Yeah. Nigga never turn to Pyrex, but I got that dope dick, so watch a girl like a Timex. Sippin' on the finest, address me as your highness. King of the jungle, only right I have a lioness. Never love hoes, but I love attention. Slim waist, fat ass, lovely contradiction. Ha, and I never wanna land. All I see is money like I got it on demand. Feel like get the picture, I'm tracing successful footsteps. About to double take, y'all niggas ain't even look yet. Know what I mean? Something like that.
What you think about that, Blind?
That was dope, but I really want to hear the type of beat that gets laid down with it. Like, I was definitely feeling it.
I already laid it down, know what I mean? I got the track, all that.
Oh, you need to send that.
Yeah, I got you.
But you know me, though, like, I want to, you know, I'm an R&B chick, though. Like, can you sing something for me?
All right, I got you. So crazy me too, but I can't stay to watch you. That's the wrong thing to do. And touch if you need to, but I can't stay to hold you. That's the wrong thing to do. And talk if you need to, but I can't stay to hear you. That's the wrong thing to do. 'Cause you say you love me, and I'll end up lying. Say I love you too. There you go. Something for you.
Thank you. That is melting me away. Black, what you think? If you're not melted already, what you think about that?
Wait, what?
Pause, okay, like, no homo. Damn, do I have to say that before I say anything involving two grown-ass men together?
How you going to say another man's melted off another man's singer? You can't say
because,
that.
What you mean? That's considered gay in 2012, really?
Yo, you can't say that. Like, you can't
well,
say
just
another
man's
so. Melted off of some next dude's singing? Like...
I'm sorry. It's because I was completely melted, and I was looking for you to be melted from with me.
No.
Whatever, though.
Like,
you,
like
think
shit,
about
homie,
that?
You know, that it goes without question. Homie can sing, you know what I mean? But, shit, I wasn't fucking melting and shit. Like, I would play one of his tracks. I'll probably get some buzz or some shit, but, you know.
So do you think a Carlos Richard track, right, a singing track of his, will definitely get you some buns?
Yeah, you know.
I got a track for you. I go to a restaurant
and shit where he be at, and I'll pay a nigga like $50, and he'll come sing the shorty, and then walk away. And then
you'll be in the game. You'll be in the game after that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's a party now.
Yeah.
You know, she already spongy in the drawers. You know, it's time to get it in.
Yeah, you can be in the game. I got you, man. I even catch you in the restaurant. I got you for free.
He got you for free. Wait, which TV show? Wait, can y'all help me remember? I believe it was Martin, right? It was Martin when he had Brian McKnight sing to Gina at the bus stop.
Yeah, at the park.
Oh, we're at the park. I knew it was somewhere. I love me some Martin, too. But you hear that, Black? He got you at the restaurant. So, But, you know, I think that's so, like, false advertising, though. Because if anything, like, what if Shorty wants you to sing it for her, like, when Carlos is not there? What you going to do then, Black?
Shit, that's why I had that nigga shit on CD and shit.
True story. You know what I mean?
Like, what do you mean? Like,
If Carlos was trying to get her in the mood, goddamn, I'd have that shit on the iPod, on the stereo, in the car, in the little radio in the kitchen. I'm gonna have that shit all over.
I got you, bro. I got some singing tracks on my old mixtape that I'm gonna shoot to y'all. Know what I mean? So you'll be in the game, both of y'all.
Bam, see?
Wait, you gotta, cause when you send it to me though, I gotta put that on my phone, cause I like to listen, like, you know, when I'm, you know, walking or if I'm on the train or whatever, I like to listen to, like, instead of all the stuff that I've, you know, regular albums and, you know, artists that we know all the words to, I like to, like, learn the words to, like, the new artists that send me music. So I was definitely gonna have to have, like, a little section for Carlos Rashad though.
You gonna have to send her mixtape with a mop, cause she's gonna be melting and shit.
That would be like the greatest deluxe package ever. A mop in your CD, and I'm great. I'm good to go. I could clean myself up, melt again. Clean myself back up, melt again.
I got you.
But Carlos, though, I just wanted to ask you too. Like, you know, we were talking about Summer Jam 2012, right? Did you? You weren't there.
Nah, I wasn't there, but I definitely heard about it. I was watching the videos on Worldstar and all that.
Like, what do you think about that?
Like, when you hear, Seth Rosenberg, that's his name, when you hear his side of the story, he kind of makes sense, but then when you hear the other, because he was like, Nicki ain't want to do it anyway. So she was looking for any little thing. I mean, you a grown woman. Somebody say that, that shouldn't make you want to throw a tantrum and be like, we ain't doing it. I mean, that's just like taking your ball and going home. Like, you've grown. Now, I mean, people came out here and they wanted to see you. You the headliner. You paid the money. He's a DJ. I mean, he going to say whatever you want to say. Now, I mean, so you should have just went out on that stage. I mean, you kind of took it overboard, and that leads me to believe that you didn't want to do it in the first place. If that little comment could make you want to, you know, in a sense, take your ball and go home.
Exactly. I 100% agree with you, Carlos. And thank you so much for calling in. I'm going to get to my next interview, but you already know I'm such a fan of yours. And now you became, like, one of my Twitter friends. Like, so as I travel on into, like, the 10,000s, like, you're definitely somebody that I will not overlook. Like, I was like, oh, I definitely got to give my morning shout out to Carlos Rashad, because I definitely do want to keep in tune with you too as an artist. You know, I do support you and I do love all of your work. So, like I said again, keep sending me all the music, that mixtape with that mop. I need that, okay?
I got you.
All right. So, thank you again, Carlos. All right, so I definitely want to bring my last interview on, Mr. Slime Money. Are you in the building?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm so sorry. Earlier, I heard you, and then I had a previous artist on the line that I wasn't even done with, but I'm glad that you called back because I was searching for you. How are you doing today?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm okay. My night is actually getting better now that I'm doing my show with you guys, because I had a rough-ass day all day. Nothing was coming together. I felt myself screaming and yelling at everyone all day. But today, like right now, is just like my happy moment and my happy time, so I'm okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Everything working over this way, you know. It's all good. Just chilling. You do what it do.
Definitely. So I'm going to go ahead and start your interview. Just also want you to let the people know again who we have on the line and where you're from.
Hey, Big Boy Slime Baller, Slime Money Entertainment, also West Michigan.
Michigan in the building. All right.
I like that.
So can you please tell me and, you know, my listeners that are listening right now just a little bit about yourself?
Well, you know, I'm an up-and-coming artist out of there, the Midwest, you know, Slime Money Entertainment, that's the label. You know, I'm a feature artist on the label, you know what I mean? We've just been grinding, you know, trying to make it do what it do with this music thing. You know, I got a couple things in the works, you know what I mean?
That's what's up, definitely. As well, you know, when did you begin your music career?
Well, I started rapping, like, way back in the day, you know, like, in the early teens, and then
when I really, really got serious about it probably was like, you know, about 10 years ago, you know what I mean? And I've just been grinding ever since. You know what I mean? I was like 17, 18.
Wow. So you started that young, doing the damn thing?
Yeah, you know, like where I'm from, it's a lot of, you know what I mean, talented people around here without real outlets, you know what I mean, to do what we really trying to do, but we still real in tune to the music, you know what I mean? So I was going different studios, you know, ever since I was like 13 years old trying to, you know what I mean, make it do what it do. Then I took a layoff for a while, you know, trying to get everything how it's supposed to be, you know, and I'm back trying to make it.
I hear that. So when you say it's a lot of good talent where you're from. So like were there any people that you seen coming up that inspired you to you know, to keep going where you're from?
Yeah, it was a few, you know, a couple of things that came from that kind of music. But it didn't really go too far, like coming from this city and coming from this side of the state. It's hard to get heard than it is for the average person. So, you know, that what really influenced me the most, like the struggle and the grind, and like the thought of everybody telling you it can't happen and you can't make it happen coming from this section where we at. So that's what really influenced me to keep striving, doing what I do, and, you know, of course, trying to get some money.
Yes, most definitely. That's what's up. Also, I wanted to know, you know, what type of music inspires you the most?
What type of music did I make inspires me the most, or you just talking about music in general?
Music in general. I mean, and then if you want to answer that question right after that, if you have any music that, you know, then you could also elaborate on that. But just music in general.
Well, what really is like real rap, you know what I mean? Stuff that I feel and I know or can tell that it's real coming from the same place, you know what I mean? Together how they're doing it. So just real rap, you know, talk real life, you know what I mean, real situations. Of course, you know, we got to make the clubs and people make, you know what I mean, songs for the clubs and all the stuff like that. But really what it's, you know what I mean, the stuff I like listening to is that influenced me is like the street music, you know, the struggle. Not all the flowers and the blues and all that, you know what I mean, what you got to do to actually get that, you know what I mean, that's the music that influenced me.
Most definitely. I definitely do believe in that. I just want to know also, like, who can you see yourself with collabing with? Like, what artists would you want to work with in the near future?
In the near future right now?
If you had the chance to work with anybody, like, today or tomorrow, you know, if you had the chance and opportunity to call out a name or two, what would the first, you know, what would their names be? Who? I can hear you, but then I can't hear you. It sounds like you're breaking up.
I feel like Jay-Z, Kanye, or Slim Shady, you know. Them the type of artists I see myself working with, or the artists I'm trying to work with, you know what I mean? Because I ain't trying to just, you know, build a wave for the summer and then it die down, you know what I mean? I'm trying to stay here forever, you know what I mean, with that longevity. So I would definitely have to get with the people who've been on top and been doing their thing for a long time. And that's why I see myself working with them type of guys, and, you know, they know how to put the music together how it's supposed to be, like how I like it, you know what I mean? So that's who I like to work with.
That's what's up. And when you say, like, yeah, your name is like three, you name three really big, big names. So when you say Slim Shady, like, what, you know, how has he inspired you, Eminem?
Well, you know, I'm actually from Michigan, you know what I mean? And when Shady was doing his thing, when he came out, it really wasn't too much going on with our state at the time. And, you know, he came in real strong, you know what I mean, representing for the state, putting on for the state of Michigan. So I really got in tune with his music. And, you know, of course, he make real good music. So I also felt that because it was about real life stuff. And, you know, he just hooked up with the West Coast and built the real foundation, you know what I mean, a stronghold in the game. So that's one of my influences, you know, and people like Jay-Z and, you know.
That's what's up. I love Slim Shady. I love Eminem. You know, I'm a big fan of Jay-Z. Jay-Z's from New York, so New York stands up as well. that's what's up. And I just also wanted to also, you know, ask you if, you know, well, can you, like, well, you can tell the listeners again, you know, where they could find you at, as opposed, I guess, to Twitter, Facebook, or if, you know, you have any websites up, you know, Reverb Nation or anything, like if the listeners are tuning in right now, they could, you know, definitely hear some more from you because I don't have any music from you, per se. So I would have definitely played that. But you could just let the listeners know, you know, where they could find you at and, you know, what's going on next with you. And then after that, I would like for you to spit some bars to me, if that's okay.
All right. You can download it on all the major digital distribution sites, you know what I mean, iTunes, such and such like that. Look up Big Boy Slime Baller. You can find me on YouTube under Slime Money, Twitter, at Slime Money, Facebook, @SlimeBaller, Reverb Nation, /SlimeBaller, and you can also check out all the exclusive shows and videos and other songs and, you know, pictures and more about me on my website, www.slimeballer.com. And, you know, and you can catch us in the streets coming to a hood near you.
All right, so let me hear something real quick, Mr. Slime Money. Let me hear something.
Let me see. You say that he so such a slime ball, that he give you everything and some. Must he remind y'all that he grind hard? BS ain't nothing, ball together, fall together. What you think we grind for? Can't knock my hustle, never take the desire, yo. I've been up, been down, supply after supply, yo. Heart of a lion, the eye of a tiger. Cash rules, won't let it get the best of me. I'm not Jeremiah. People only got hot, I came up out the fire. Never been the middleman, need work, keep it real, and you, I will hire. Only rules stay down like 4 flat tires. People say they all in, they ain't going all out. The way thinking since 9-4, you know what he about. Infatuated with money before I learned how to count. Mama knew I raised hell, so she barely let me out. When I'm around town, now you barely see a drought. Got word, people want to take me out. Do me a favor. No more clocks, niggas, haters, newsy neighbors. Make my mess with God and politic with Drew Marino. Dollar and pocket big that I never got to meet. Ever fall like a baby crawl until I get up on my feet. Bad as I want to, some shit I don't speak. Trying to get this money. Most nights I don't sleep. Brought it all to the table. You know, that's just a little, like, I fell off on that, though.
That's what it is. I got to hear some Michigan swag over here. Like, that's you know what? I really like that a lot because, like, you know, I could just tell the difference from, you know, your swag and from, you know, from everybody else's swag that comes on my radio show that's from all over the world. And I'm definitely, I dig it. Black, what you think about that?
You started out battle rapping, or did you just started out just writing rhymes and stuff?
Like, when I first started off, you know what I mean? You know, it really was, like, most influenced by battle rap, and that was, like, what we used to do, like, coming up. Like, you know what I mean? We used to have things called ciphers, you know what I mean? And everybody would just rap. Like, not so much battle rapping against each other, you know what I mean? Everybody would just rap, and then everybody would judge, like, who was the hottest, and they end up going at each other, but it really don't be like we going at each other, you know what I mean? We just spitting bars, just whatever coming to you, more than battling, you know what I mean? But we,
yeah, I could tell because you were all over the place with it, like you covered mad separate different topics, and you were just all over the place, but I would like to hear some of your written shit, so definitely send it in to us so we could definitely see, but like I said with your freestyle, it's abstract, but then you got the Dr. Seuss rap in there, and then you're all over the place with it. So I wanna see how your talent is as far as structured out before
exactly.
I hear any more of your off the top shit.
Yeah, I have my people sitting there. Like I usually don't even go off the top. You know what I mean, as of lately, I really like to, you know, structure everything I do.
Off the top for me is I like to see the creativity because you want to know something? I've been finding out that a lot of these niggas out here, they get people to write their shit and they can say it so well and you really a believer, but when you ask that nigga to fucking freestyle for you, it's like
he can't even rap.
Exactly. Yeah, he can't even rap for shit. So it makes me question. It just makes me question, you know, every individual artist. Like, I want to know if this is what you're really doing and if this is coming from you. Because I put a lot of niggas on the spot and I fucking hung themselves to dry because they're not original. A lot of shit that they do have because somebody written for them and they can't go on the booth and they can't just get off the dome. So to me, that shows lack of creativity. And that's why I definitely do, you know, ask people to spit off the top of the dome. I actually like it. I like the cross between battle rapping, you know what I'm saying, and regular freestyling. But yes, like Black said, like, it's one thing though when you're trying to show somebody, you know, one side of you, then I guess you gotta stay on, you know, a storyline. But please, I want to hear some. I want you guys, you know, to send me some music. And shout out to your, you know, to your management company. I want to know if I'm saying the name right. What is it? MTM Music Promo.
Yeah,
MTMS. Yeah, shout out to them. Just for even, like, you know, putting this whole connection through, you know what I'm saying, as far as me getting you to come on my show. I'm really appreciative, but I need you guys to send me some music so I can have it on rotation.
Okay, yeah. I have interview over, so, you know, you can check it out. I'll send you a lot of different things because I do a lot of different things with the music, like, you know. We got, we in the Midwest, you know what I mean? So we get flavors from every coast, you know what I mean? And we got our own swag, you know what I mean? So we just do a lot of different type of music, you know what I mean? Club music, street music, and all that kind of stuff like that. So I'm going to have...
I definitely love it. And shout out to you and your management group.
Slime actually means savage living in Michigan every day. You know what I mean? That's what slime means over here.
That's what's up. So thank you again, Mr. Slime Money, for rocking out on All Barbs Radio with me, Nikki Barbs, and my co-host at Angel Love Tweet. She's unable to be with us today, but she does send her hello. She usually is the one that does all the interviewing for, you know, my Tuesday segments. And just shout out to Black as well. We're just really fortunate to have you on the show. And like I said again, just make sure you get all that music over to me and make sure you so I know it's you, subject your Twitter name or, you know, you just subject your name and then I'll know who it is. And so I could definitely start playing some Midwest out here.
All right, for sure. I appreciate you.
You're definitely welcome. So, you know, you have my Twitter. If anything, you know, just I'll keep in contact with you from there. And thank you again for tuning into All Barbs Radio and having an interview with us.
All right, for sure.
All right.
You can download right. That anywhere.
That's what it is. I'll definitely be getting on that ASAP. You're welcome. I'll definitely get on that ASAP. And like I said, shout out to you, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your night. All right, Black, let me take it to one more commercial break before I do come on and, you know, close out this show. Let's just hear something upbeat, up-tempo. My nerves is going, so I want to hear something that's really up-tempo and beat. So let's go.
Shawty ball without a man, cause you know she A1. She the baddest in the land, yeah, you know she A1. Walk with her hand held high, you know she A1. Let's shout it, trying to reach the sky, you know she A1. She paid the cop to be the boss, you know she A1. She wanna kind of win or loss, you know she A1. Lil' mama got a stupid figure, you know she A1. She trying to bring a seven figure, you know she A1. Shout it, drop it down low to the floor to get that dough, and then she bring it up fast when them ballers throw that cash. She all about a dollar, so you know the game she on. She don't need a thirsty nigga, she can get it on her own. Catch her down at Lenny's, wasting bands, cause she can. She gon' get it right back, cause she got the master plan. Favorite song by Beyonce, cause her girls run the world. She got the A1 job, so she stay rocking the pearls. Like a strip from time to time, so you might catch her up in soaker. She never low on battery, so it take a lot to poke her. She a full-time mom, so she not really a smoker. A full-time mom.
some, so she not really a smoker. But when she smoking, dog, she only smoking on the best. She got that Cali, cause she went and scooped it from my west. She flying first class all across the fucking nation. Then she right back at it on Fridays, man, she got the misbehavior. Sorry about without a man, cause you know she A1. She the baddest in the land, yeah, you know she A1. Walk with her head held high. You know she A1, let's out it trying to reach God. You know she A1, she pay the cost to be the boss. You know she A1, she wanna kind of win a loss. You know she A1, little mama got a stupid figure. You know she A1, she trying to bring a 7-figure. You know she A1. She always been a baller with him since she was a youngin. She rolled with the goons, so they call the youngin thuggin. But she always on the grind like that nigga Tony Hawk. Make one false move, she had your outline with chalk. Smallest bang up on the block, but she running like a boss. Triple scene like Ross, but she always got a flaw. The jeans on the ass, gone after what they cost. She rocking True Religion, so her answer won't be false. She out there get that paper, she ain't worried about a hater. Man, she on the money missing, so it's really hard to date her. The niggas trying to chase her. She speeding in her NASCAR. Something at Atlantic Station, catch her in a Jaguar. Shawty got a fast car, she in the fast lane. 7 years at Georgia State, so you know she got a brain. Don't approach her like a lane, she got the skill to make you sing. But she known worldwide, so you better know her name. Shawty ball without a man, cause you know she A1. She the baddest in the land, yeah, you know she A1. Walk with her head held high. You know she A1, let's out it trying to reach God. You know she A1, she pay the cost to be the boss. You know she A1, she wanna kinda win a loss. You know she A1, little mama got a stupid figure. You know she A1, she trying to bring a 7-figure. You know she A1. Please raise your cup if you know you A1. Let me see you stunt if you know you A1. If you always do it big, baby girl, you A1. Throw them ones in the air, cause you know you A1. Please raise your cup if you know you A1. Let me see you stunt if you know you A1. If you always do it big, baby girl, you A1. Throw them ones in the air, cause you know you A1. Shout it ball without a man, cause you know she A1. She the baddest in the land, yeah, you know she A1. Walk with her head held high. You know she A1, let's out it trying to reach God. You know she A1, she pay the cost to be the boss. You know she A1, she wanna kind of win a loss. You know she A1, little mama got the stupid figure. You know she A1, she trying to bring in 7 figures. You know she A1, shout it ball without a man, cause you know she A1. She the baddest in the land, yeah, you know she A1. Walk with her head held high. You know she A1, let's out it trying to reach God. You know she A1, she pay the cost to be the boss. You know she A1, she wanna kinda win a loss. You know she A1, little mama got this stupid figure. You know she A1, she tryna bring a 7-figure. You know she A1.
Yes, yes, yes. You're live back on air with me, Nikki Barbs, and Brooklyn Black, the host of Free Game Radio. We are live rocking out for the last couple of minutes of this show. Brooklyn, how you feeling, boo?
I'm good, baby. I'm good. I'm chilling.
You already know, can't wait for the day to pass. And, you know, so kind of irritable right now, but just happy to be on air with everybody. You guys make me, you guys steer me away from all of my distractions. But again, just want to give my shouts out to, you know, everybody that had an interview with me today, Miss Karen Warner. I want to shout out to Slime Money. Of course, Mr. True Son Ali. Definitely one of my faves, Carlos Rashad. And, I'm going to take this last call of last four digits off 4681. You're live on air with me, Nikki Barb.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? Can you please let the callers know who this is and where you're calling from?
Yes, Miss Sane. What's up, baby?
Oh,
Hey, baby, how you doing? Hey, baby, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. And I just want to let everybody know, too, I'm so mad at you. How are you going to call me up on a Friday night like, yo, at like 11 o'clock at night to come out? Yo, I need to know what club's open. I just want to go dancing. And you didn't even call my ass back. I was ready to fucking pop
because
lock and drop
I was
it.
Mad. Because I was mad because I didn't find nothing.
Oh, well, at least you didn't find nothing because I damn sure you cannot
oh,
bust
no,
a move without
know.
Me. Oh, okay.
I already know.
So what's going on, boo?
Nothing. And speaking of which, Shadow, the last Saturday of the month, I'm so
excited. We in there?
Yeah.
Oh, did you get hooked up with the real Roberto? Is he doing your party? Because I know he. Oh no, you said the Shadow.
No.
I'm not talking about the Candy Lounge.
I don't know about no, not Candy, Shadow.
But I heard though, like, well, I was to my knowledge, I heard that the Shadow is like the big girls club, and we slim chicks, I heard that they'll be looking at us all crazy all
well,
night.
Let them look. Let them marvel, baby.
Let them marvel, baby. Yeah. For anybody who doesn't know who this is, this silly mama's on the phone. This is Miss A. Shout out to her. She's All Barb's event planner coordinator, and she's also Big Boy Management's event planner coordinator, and as well, she is my personal assistant. And I know Mr. Brooklyn Black want to say something to her.
I'll
say it. Why y'all put me on the spot, though?
Because I know you want to say something to her before you cut me off, sir.
I was letting you talk good, but you know that's my baby. That's my Twitter baby. She know what it is. What's up, Miss A?
Hi, Twitter babe. I'm fine with you.
You know, I'm chilling.
Shout out to Hoffa too. Like I know he was in the chat room like way earlier ago. He probably logged off. But Hoffa, definitely appreciate you and your pretty hair. Thank you for tuning in to All Barb's Radio. So Miss A, did you get, I don't know, I highly doubt that you was at Summer Jam 2012, but did you hear what the hell was going on?
No, I just got in the house.
Well,
so what's the topic? Let me.
We were talking about Summer Jam 2012 and what went on. Apparently, Nicki Minaj was asked to not perform by her management, Lil Wayne and them, because one of the guys from the morning club, what's his name again? Rosenberg or whatever his name is.
Yeah, he
basically shot it out like, you know, I know y'all all here to, I know y'all here to see some spaceships or whatever, but we're here to play real hip-hop. Basically, saying that her music is not real hip-hop, and she got offended by it, and she did not perform, and she was headlining. So I just want to know from you, like, do you think that's acceptable? Do you think she should have still performed, being that they were talking about her, or do you think that it was right for her to just walk off?
It's iffy because if I was an artist and I was headlining, then I'd probably keep doing what I was doing, but you still have to see who was telling her not to perform.
Lil Wayne and
see
them,
if that can override it.
I guess Lil Wayne felt offended for, you know, because it's his artist, so I'm pretty sure you know how managers do. When it comes down to their babies, their artists, because, you know, they're the ones that, you know, keep money, you know, in their pocket majority. So they are, you know, I guess they feel ways when you do try to play them. So
yeah,
I honestly believe I felt like she could have kept going. And even if she would have did before her song state to everybody, like, listen, I don't give a fuck about what this nigga just said. I'm here to rock this shit the fuck out and do what y'all motherfuckers came to pay me for.
Right.
Definitely shout out to Hoffa.
You said Hoffa?
Yeah, because he's back in the chat room, so I just wanted to give him a shout out though.
Ew, holla Hoffa.
Hoffa. Also, yeah, we got 90 seconds, but I definitely want to let everybody know, thank you for tuning in with me, your girl, Nikki Barnes, and we have on the line now, at the very end, Miss A, and we definitely do have Brooklyn Black on the line, and you can definitely catch me and my crew
Tuesdays and Thursdays right here, same time, same number, 347-857-4302. Don't be afraid to call me up and talk to me. I do want to hear about what's going on with you, and I definitely do like, you know, for you to answer anything that I'm talking about for today and just participate and show everybody love. So with that being said, me, I always say, you know, just be you, dare to be bold. Don't give a fuck about what nobody has to say. You're living your life through you, so do it. In black.
You know, don't be a fool, wrap your tool, ladies. Don't fall for the scam, protect your clam. Arrive alive, don't drink and drive. Y'all know the rest. And,
yes.
Y'all Thursday night.
And, hey, do you have anything to say? We're closing out, boo.
Keep laughing.
You're so stupid. All right, you guys. Good night. Mwah.
Initiating shutdown sequence.